Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about placing a lien when you're already paid can be a serious problem. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. There was a time when construction companies, once having taken a project, would complete the entire project on their own. They will not like the involvement of any other party in the works. However, demands have changed completely. Excuse me. Now big construction companies only take up projects and let it other construction companies who further sublet to small construction companies or contractors. So one big project is worked by many different companies, and the main company who's initially took the work has ensured that all parties involved in this work are paid in full, because if either of the party is not paid, then it can have serious pre-complications on the project. The parties who are unpaid can place a lien on the project, which means that only when they are paid first that the owner of the project will be able to sell anything to anybody. It also means that the party who are unpaid and have placed a lien are in a way of actual holders of the property. However, once they are paid in full, they will withdraw the lien, and then it becomes lien free or lien release. As a lien on a project can have serious impact on the project, the owner, in same fashion, if someone has wrongfully placed a lien to harass the project owner, it can again have serious impact on the person for taking incorrect advantage of a lien. Contractor and subcontractor are allowed to place liens so that they can safeguard their interests if they are not paid by the project manager. But this should not be in any way misused, or else the entire purpose of having the mechanism like this go for a toss. The law in the United States is strict enough to weed out any menace like this. People who take the wrong liens are punished once they are proven guilty. However, an equal opportunity is given to both project owner and contractor to prove their point, and if they found that the project giver has paid in full, but was because of some kind of confusion of the contractor, did not receive the money and placed a lien, then the court tries to clear out the confusion, and at times it also gives the contractor a warning to check things first before placing a lien. Ideally, a lien is supposed to be placed only on series of discussions between the project owner and the contractor, and nothing has come out of it. One can't just go and place a lien when things cannot be resolved via discussion. Placing a lien should be at the last option. Therefore, it suggests that the contractor gives ample of time to the project owner to pay him for his work. If he places a lien without giving any significant time, it may fire back at him. By no means should the contractor do anything that will place him into trouble. If proven guilty, he may end up paying a good chunk of money as a penalty and may also have to be behind bars for a few months. Again, do what's right. If you don't get paid, then place the lien. But if you have, don't do it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.